Blind Geek Zone number 12 for July 6th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and I am back again with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Just wanted to let you know about a few things that are going on here. Number one, I have changed my recording methods. I am now no longer using external mics to record the speech from the computer, you know, through JAWS or Window Eyes or whatever I happen to be using at the time. And you will have noticed that on my latest tutorial, which was the Nero Burning ROM 7.0 Ultra Edition. So, on that particular recording, I actually used the computer for everything. And I had just one microphone going that was recording my voice. Everything ran through the PC in a what you hear recording style, where the sound card records from all of its active sources. And that actually turned out pretty good. Excuse me. I was using a very cheap microphone, and it did okay, but you know, always looking for better things to do the tutorials and podcasts with here. So, the other day, I got a real lucky buddy of mine let me borrow, and hopefully he will let me buy, a Plantronics headset, which has the microphone and everything built into it. And that's what I'm using on this particular podcast to do this recording with. And as you can hear, it sounds really good. And I'm very, very pleased with it. And definitely will continue recording like this. And you can also, I'll just, go out here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer. Recycle bin.
And
Internet Explorer.
There's JAWS speaking.
Microsoft Outlook.
Through the process too, and it is much clearer. It sounds just like it would on your PC. There's no muffling or distance or anything like that going on. So, hopefully, you know, I've had a few requests that try to clean up the recordings a little more. And I also did a fair amount of editing on the Nero 7 tutorial to, you know, try and make it as good as possible. And I thought it came out very good. Had a couple comments saying the same, that they thought it was very good. So I hope everybody will give it a listen and let me know what you think. Excuse me. As always, on the website, I have a poll that's running that you can find on the main page that will allow you to vote on the quality of my audio tutorials. So far, I've had, I think, 28 or 29 votes, and the results have been very good. I've had like 21 excellents, 3 very goods, 3 goods, and I think 1 lousy. So, you know, that's great. I'm really happy that everybody likes what I'm doing with, you know, that one exception. And we're always going to have exceptions. I understand that, you know. Not everybody will like what I do. Not everybody agrees with what I do or say, and that's fine. I don't agree with or like what everybody else does and says either at all times. So I'm not going to worry about that anymore. So excuse me, I have a dry throat today. Apologize for that. But you know, as I was saying, you know, if you like what I'm doing, or if you don't like what I'm doing, please vote. I like to see the input provided to me. I, you know, try my best to do as good a recording as possible for everybody, so that it's, you know, one, it's helpful and, you know, does what it sets out to do. Two, that it's reasonably entertaining. You know, I don't like to be a, you know, boring person, and maybe sometimes I am, but, you know. So those are my, you know, my primary goals for anything I put on the site is, you know, it'd be first and foremost, you know, educational and does exactly what it says it does. And, you know, two, it, that it's, you know, reasonably entertaining to listen to. So, as always, you know, I like everybody's comments. And, you know, please continue to give them to me. And, you know, that'll help me hopefully continue to produce, you know, better and better recordings as we go along. Next, I want to thank those of you who provide audio tutorials up to the website for me. I would like to thank Eric Foreman. He sent up 3 Sprint tutorials, I think a little over a week ago, and I apologize, I had totally forgotten to download those from my server and get those, you know, put where they belong until yesterday, so I just noticed those, and they will be up later today on the site for everybody to listen to. I would also like to thank Joseph Lee. He's also provided many tutorials to the site, mostly the Vista recordings, which have been very helpful to people, I am sure. And I would like to encourage everybody else out there that's interested in making some kind of an audio contribution to the website, you know, please do so. It helps me greatly. It, you know, doesn't make me have to work so hard to keep, you know, putting things up on the site. There's no real shortage of things for me to work on to put up on the site, of course. But the more my audience contributes to the process, the easier it is for me. And also, the more variety there is. You know, you're not always just hearing me saying something. And, you know, that's good. You know, I appreciate all contributions that I've had for audio to the site, and I welcome those. All you have to do is contact me by email. I will give you my FTP upload information, and then you can upload, you know, the files that way, or you can use SendSpace or YouSendIt or whatever you would like to send them to me, you know, that way, that's fine. No real restrictions on what you can send, as long as it basically fits in the format of the website, and that's, you know, technology, basically, blind technology. So, I just wanted to thank everybody for that. I did make a purchase recently. I did buy Nero Burning ROM version 7.9 Ultra Edition Enhanced. Yeah, boy, what a long product title that is. But just before the 1st of July, Nero was having a sale on their website for members that had versions 5 or 6, encouraging them to upgrade to version 7. And the download is regularly $80. So they gave us a $30 price break taking that down to $50 for anybody with versions 5 and 6 that decided to upgrade. So I decided, well, I'll go ahead and bite on this. I've had quite a few requests lately asking about Nero 7, and I understand that, you know, you really can't easily get Nero 6 anymore. So I figured it was time that I, try to do something to update the Nero tutorials on the website. And as I have said, I have placed up the first in a, 2-3 part series that will cover the Nero burning ROM, and it's currently now version 7.9, so I'm assuming at some point later this year, version 8 is going to come out. But I think for the, fair amount of time to come, version 7 is going to be in a lot of people's hands. So the first part that I have recorded was how to install Nero on the computer, and I used the custom installation method so we didn't have to install all the other programs that aren't necessarily really accessible. I think most of you out there are basically interested in Nero burning ROM itself, and if anybody's interested in any of the other programs that come with it, let me know and I will take a look at those to see what we can do. But I'm primarily focusing on Nero burning ROM, so in the installation, that's primarily what I installed. And that installation did go pretty good. The installer had a bit of, focus issues, but it wasn't too hard to install, and the custom method wasn't near as hard as it was when I tried it a year ago on very early versions of 7.0. So, that in itself is good. But what I plan to do also is do some more recordings on how Nero 7 has changed from, version 6 and version 5, and focus on that a bit. Check the accessibility of the product everywhere and make sure, we can still do everything we need to do with it. And like I said, that's probably going to be a 2- or 3-part series. Let's see, what else? I still haven't did my Window Eyes series in any way yet. Still not comfortable enough with the product to give but a very basic overview of it. I still hope to do that soon. But I just thought I would move on with a couple other things at the moment, like the Nero series. And I had a few comments about JAWS 8.0 2173, which was the final release of JAWS 8. On the XP side, everything looks pretty good. I haven't had too many problems with it. Still have a bit of email issues when I'm going through messages, listening to them, and when I delete to have it automatically advance to the next message, sometimes JAWS will hang up and I'll have to alt tab in and or out and then back in to the message to get it to read right. But the problem occurs much less than it did with earlier versions of 8. I myself still seem to be having the virtual buffer issue, and that is on web pages when you try to load them. JAWS doesn't say anything, and if you alt tab out and then back in, JAWS still doesn't say anything on the page. Or if you do an insert, escape to refresh the page, JAWS still doesn't say anything on the page. But if you do an insert, numpad minus to, route JAWS to PC, and you up and down arrow through that page, you'll see the website is there. The problem has been reported to Freedom Scientific. Freedom Scientific has officially said that the problem is or has been fixed in the last build. And they don't consider it a problem anymore unless somebody can duplicate something or, you know, give them something they can duplicate. And so far that's not been the case. I've had it happen 3 times, but unfortunately it's just something that can't be duplicated. So I guess until, you know, one of us out there can duplicate it or FS can duplicate it, then unfortunately it may be fixed as well as it's going to be fixed. So, but I don't seem to have any other, you know, terrible issues with the final build. And I have messed around with it with Vista, and I've made those concerns known. I haven't noticed too much else, but I haven't also played with Vista and JAWS too much, and probably won't until closer to 9.0 coming out. But for those of you that do use Vista and JAWS on a regular basis, it would be a very, very good idea, and I will be doing this myself as well, reporting all of your issues to Freedom Scientific Technical Support so that they can get these issues resolved in the 9.0 release, which will be coming out in September or October of this year. You know, if you want the problems fixed, Freedom Scientific says you got to call us and report them. They're not getting any reports of any consequence of bugs in JAWS and Vista. You know, I'm sure that there are certain issues in Vista, and there may be even more that you guys who play with it even more than I do, you know, might find out. But, you know, anything you see, you need to report to technical support. No matter how much of a waste of time you think it is, no matter how much you think that support will ignore your problem, we need to keep pounding these problems into them. Because, you know, FS claims they are not getting any amount of bug reports. So, you know, make sure you guys do that. And I will continue to report any bugs I notice as well. Okay, I just completed quite a bit of website maintenance for the site. You know, Blind Geek Zone has been running now since just before the beginning of November. And over the last few months, it's pretty much been, you know, in what I feel will probably be pretty much its final configuration. But I haven't done any real maintenance to it. I've had people early on make sure the page looked good and everything visually, and, you know, that things seemed to be spelled correctly, didn't have any obvious grammar errors, things like that. You know, I do my best to keep up on the broken links and make sure those are all working, but, you know, I don't always have time to check all of them. But what I did this last week is have a spell check ran on all the pages. So I think all the spelling errors are hopefully gone. Everything is reasonably well in a grammar sense, I believe. I seen a couple of broken links, fixed those. So I believe that's all well. I also took the time to do some updating of the HTML code itself. My pages were all done in what is called HTML 4.01 transitional, which basically means the coding is somewhat HTML 3.2 and is somewhat HTML 4.01, but, you know, it's not either one. So what I've done this week with some help is I've updated all the website pages to HTML 4.01 strict. And all this basically means is that any browser you use on the site that supports HTML 4.01 should display the page accurately and correctly, you know, regardless of browser. You more than likely won't notice any differences whatsoever in the look and feel of the site. It's just something I wanted to do, you know, to keep working, you know, with the code and stuff myself, to keep learning things and, you know, moving forward, because, you know, basically everything I do with the website, I want to keep moving forward. So, what I've also done, and I've decided to do here in the last couple of days, is I get requests all the time for people wanting to create websites. They don't know HTML, and I think a lot of them really don't want to learn HTML, because once I point them, you know, to documentation, excuse me, my throat's dry. Once I pointed them to documentation, you know, I generally don't hear from anybody again. So I think a lot of people out there want to be like the sighted and, you know, use your development tools to create websites instead of, you know, learning the basic HTML code itself. And the problem there is, if you don't have basic HTML coding skills and you create your sites with some kind of a development tool, and later on you want to just make some, you know, minor corrections or something, you're going to have to go into the development tool all the time to do this. As where if you knew HTML code, you could simply bring that page up into Notepad or something, whatever you choose to do your HTML editing with, whatever text editor or whatever, and you could just simply make those changes real quick. So what coding, you know, knowing how to code does for you is it allows you to do maintenance and do additions and things like that without having to always use the designer. It allows you to tidy up the code a lot that, you know, designers don't produce real tight code. And, you know, it's in your best interest to keep your code as tidy and neat and clean as possible, you know, so that everybody, you know, can download your pages as quickly as possible. So, you know, you don't need a lot of extra fluff in there that the designers typically put in there. So that's why I say, and a lot of other people say, it's in your best interest to learn HTML. I've learned a lot of HTML. I'm certainly no expert, but you know, everything I've done on the Blind Geek Zone website, with a couple of exceptions of Java code and things like that, or JavaScript code, you know, I've pretty much done myself. And so what I've kind of decided to do here, and I've updated the training and support page to now include website development. What I will do for people that simply, you know, don't know HTML, don't want to learn HTML, but want some kind of a website, I will start, you know, doing this development for people. I'm trying to keep the prices as reasonable as possible. Basically, what I have in the support page is, you supply the web host and the domain, and on a single page website for a minimum of $10, I will create, you know, your website page for you. You can give me specifics or just ideas, and then we can go from there. You know, as the complexity of the page grows, you know, the price will go up, but single page websites will start at $10. Multi-page websites, you know, kind of like the Blind Geek Zone is, will start at $20 and will go up dependent on the complexity of the site. If you don't want to provide a web host or a domain name for an additional $25, I will, you know, get your web host for you and set you up with a domain name of your choosing. And I'll do that part for you. And then on top of that, you know, the additional costs for the website pages. You will be, you know, responsible for, you know, your monthly fees for the website host, and you'll also be responsible for, you know, your yearly updates for your domain name, you know, to keep that going. But, you know, I can do that too. And then finally, and I really don't have any firm prices for this because this is going to depend highly on what somebody wants to do. But if you don't want to do anything at all, you know, I'll get your web host for you. And by the way, that will probably most likely be 1&1, which is what I use. Their control panel and everything is, you know, is accessible and not too hard to use. But if you don't want to do anything at all, I will get your web host for you, get your domain name set up for you, create your pages for you, and I will even update pages for you when that is required. I don't have any firm costs there, but it will at least be the $25 up front for the web host and domain, plus, you know, the cost of building the pages, plus, you know, a cost of the maintenance whenever maintenance is required. So, if anybody is interested and, you know, wants a website done, I'm now offering that service along with my 1&1 training and technical support. I think, you know, this will be a good deal for some. And those of you who are interested, please contact me through the website. And we can talk about, you know, rates and plans, you know, to fit your needs. And as always, I'd like to continue to thank those of you who give generous donations to the Blind Geek Zone. These, as I've said on the website and I've said here before, continually help me to pay the monthly fees for the website. And they also allow me to keep buying products to do tutorials and demonstrations on, like Window Eyes and Nero Burning ROM and Vista, you know, some of the things that have been bought here in the last several months have all been done either partially or fully through your generous contributions to the website. And also, your generous contributions to the website have allowed me to pay my bills, my website web host providing since February. So it's always appreciated, and you know, any amount is appreciated, and I hope people will continue to contribute to the site when they, you know, feel that they've gotten something of worth from it. I've you know, not been really. Well, actually, I haven't been charging anything for any of the content on the website. I am considering doing a couple of projects, audio projects for the website that I might try to sell for, maybe $5 or something, just to float that out to see if there's a possibility of making a little bit of money as well for some of the tutorials. But no need to fear there. My goal is to continue to produce the vast majority of the audio tutorials for the website, free for all, to download and, do as you wish for your own personal use. And, I will always continue to do that. But there are a couple projects that I'm considering working on that I would like to see, oops, if I could sell them or not. And, make a little bit of money. I need to make a living too, just like everybody else out there, so. And I may be doing those in the next month or two. I haven't decided yet on that. But basically, that's all I have to say for this podcast. Hope everybody is enjoying their summer, and I'll be back with you again soon. Thank you for listening. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.